It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. And you ever get stuck on TV? I mean, Netflix, it happens all the time. But on TV, I always get myself stuck on TLC on Monday nights watching Long Island Medium. It's just a show I can't stop watching. And I don't know why, but it's like an addiction. Do you have that problem, Alex?
I am obsessed with Teresa.
Good morning, Teresa Caputo. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. But come on now, stop. You can't be that stuck.
No, I got problems. And I want to make sure. I have a weird Polish name. It's Pesh. Am I properly saying your name right? Because I never know that. It's Teresa Caputo, right?
You're saying it perfectly.
Okay.
It's almost like tomato. You know how people say tomato or tomato?
Yes.
You say Caputo, Caputo.
Mm-hmm.
So...
okay, yeah, because my last name is Pesh, but it looks like pies, and I'm a fat Polish kid or guy, so people always say it as Joe Pies. So enough about me. Let's talk about you, and our listeners are going to be excited if they didn't know about this. Teresa Caputo Live is going to be the experience coming to Murat Theater tomorrow night at 7:30. So how is it different from your show on TV compared to what people are going to get to experience if they get tickets and go see you live?
The only thing is that there's going to be no shopping involved.
Okay.
But your hair will still be big and you'll still have your nails on, right?
I sure will. That is a guarantee.
I would feel gypped if I went to see you and you didn't have your nails on.
Oh, my God. I've had nails since I'm 14. So I don't think that's a big change in there, you know. But, no, seriously, I'm very proud of what we've been able to create on the road in such a large theater, and to make it so intimate and to have everyone walking away feeling like they got something and they feel different in a positive way. I come out on the stage, I give a quick speech for about 10 minutes explaining on how spirit communicates in a large venue like this. And in case if someone hasn't been watching Long Island Medium on Monday nights on TLC, I explain to them what they can expect over the next 2 hours. I am not on that stage. We have cameras that follow me around, just like on Long Island Medium. We have a big screen set up, so no matter where you are seated in the theater, you can feel and be a part of this amazing experience and watch these messages being delivered up close and personal.
Do you always feel a message come to you, or have you done a show where you're like, crap, nothing's coming to me?
No, that's the interesting thing. What people don't realize is I don't summon the souls to speak. It's not up to me what happens. I always feel something. What happens, and what I've noticed in large groups of when spirit might have me jump around or repeat things, I could be staring right at somebody, and they are not responding. They're just staring at me like a deer in headlights. That's the interesting thing, you know, because spirit will have me. I will literally walk up and say, I want to talk about the dad. Is your dad departed, and did he pass from kidney failure? And the person will say, yes, my dad died and he had diabetes. You know, like, and some people might just not respond because they are so shocked that it's actually happening.
Yeah.
It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to one of our favorite people in the world from Long Island Medium, going to be here at the Murat Theater tomorrow night at 7:30. We're talking with Teresa Caputo. I recently saw something. I was channel flipping, and I saw, I don't know how long ago it was, but you were sitting down with Kelsey Grammer, and that was an emotional reading. Whether it's a celebrity or just a personal client of yours, Teresa, is there anything that just hit you so hard you're like, I can't do this anymore? Whatever was coming from the other side that you were communicating, they were telling you, it was just so powerful.
You know, honestly, that happens in so many readings, whether they're a celebrity, that doesn't matter. The only difference is that their life is out in the public eye. So there's somebody that lost someone and they are grieving. And, you know, whether someone lost their mom or their grandmother, maybe a sibling or a child, yes, channeling a child is the hardest thing, because parents are not supposed to bury their children. But there are so many things that are so heartbreaking on either the way someone dies or the burden or the grief that someone is carrying. It's hard messages.
Have you ever been doing a reading and somebody's like family member or whatever that passed away tried to hit on you?
Come on, Alex.
That has actually happened, believe it or not. not like hit on me, but like I remember it was, and it happened a couple of times, the older gentleman, and I will literally, I felt someone pinch my butt. And
what?
I said, I go, was your husband Frick frisky, and she goes, he would love to pinch my butt. And I was like, no way, that is actually just what happened. Like, but I don't want to say in front of 3,000 people, your husband just pinched my butt.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's spirit goals for the other side for sure.
But you know, you have to understand something like that, because I asked spirits to channel. Look, I'm the first one to say that what I do is crazy. There's no way that someone can communicate with someone that has died. And there might be a lot of common things that spirit might refer to. But personality, that is something that nobody can find out or tell you. That is what you've experienced. And for that gentleman to do that to me, to get me to express that to his wife, and something that he would do to her that not many people would know about, really validates that his soul is at peace, whether he's not suffering anymore or if he died unexpectedly, you know, that he is at peace. And that's the thing, like, especially in a large group, spirit has become so playful. You know, they need to deliver these messages with levity, because these are hard messages to hear, and we need laughter. It is the best medicine for the soul.
Teresa, thank you so much for coming on to the Joe and Alex Show. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for being fans. I hope you guys are going to come down and check out the show. I'd love to meet you, and more importantly, thank you for sharing me with your listeners this morning. You guys have an awesome day.
All right, everybody, Teresa Caputo!
Thank you.
It's Radio Now 100.9.